नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम नवम स्कंद दशम अध्याय षोडश सत्र आवनुरिंद्र बलरुद्ध विहार कोष्ठ श्रीद्वार गोपुर सदो बलभी विटंका निर्भज्यमान धीषण ध्वज हेम कुंभ श्रृंगाटका गजकुले हृदिनीव घूर्णा बानरेन्द्र बलरुद्ध विहार कोष्ठ श्रीद्वार गोपुर सद बलभी विटंका निर्भज्यमाना धीषण ध्वज हेम कुंभ श्रृंगाटका गजकुले हृदिनी बघूर्णा ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद आफ्टर एंटरिंग लंका द मंकी सोल्जर्स लेड बाय चीफ्स लाइक सुग्रीव नील एंड हनुमान ऑक्युपाइड ऑल दी स्पोर्टिंग हाउसेस गैलरीज ट्रेजरीज पैलेस डोरवेज सिटी गेट्स Assembly houses, palace frontages, and even the resting houses of the Ephesians. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden waterfalls on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. Shloka Artha, Parabarti, Shloka, text 18. प्रख्यापतिस्तदवलोक्य निकुम्भकुम्भो दुम्राक्ष दुर्मुख सुरान्तक नरान्तकादिन् पुत्रं प्रहस्तं अधिकाय विकम्पनादिन् सर्वानुगान् समहीनो दत्त कुम्भकर्णं Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When Ravana, the master of the Rakshas, saw the disturbances created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumbha Kumbha, Dhumrakhya, Durmukha, Surantaka, Narantaka, and other Rakshasas, and also his son Indrajita. Thereafter he called for Prahastha, Atikaya, Vikampana, and finally Kumbhakarna. Then he induced all his followers to fight against the enemies. Parvati Shloka, text 19. Tang jatu dhano prutanang asisula chapo Prasarsti sakti saratumara kharga durgaam Sugriva lakhana marushchuta gandhamadam Nilang darkhyo panasadi virin viranito kagat Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ramchandra surrounded by Lakhana and monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandhamadan, Nila, Angada, Jambavana and Panasa attacked the soldiers of Rakshasas who were fully equipped with various invincible weapons like swords, lances, bows, brasas, rusti, sakti, arrows, khadgas and tomaras. Parvati Shloka, text 20. ते अनेक अपार रघुपते रविपत्य सर्वे द्वंद्वं वरुत्थमिव पतिरथास्व योधे जघ्नुर्द्रुमैर्गिरिगदेषु भिरङ्गदाद्या सीता विमर्षहत मङ्गल रावणेषां Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Angada and other commanders of the soldiers of Ramchandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses and chariots of the enemy and hurled against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra killed Ravana's soldiers who had lost all good fortune because Ravana had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Soldiers of Lord Ramchandra recruited in the jungle were all monkeys and did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Ravana. Ravana's soldiers were equipped with weapons of modern warfare, whereas the monkeys could only throw stones, mountain peaks and trees. It was only Lord Ramchandra and Lakshmana who shot some arrows. But because the soldiers of Ravana were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were able to kill them simply by throwing stones and trees. There are two kinds of strength, Daiva and Purushakara. Daiva refers to strength achieved from the transcendence. Purushakara refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of materialist. Depending on the mercy of Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemies even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, Manganusmara Yudhyasa, think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory, we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, there are two types of strength, Daiva and Purushakara. Daiva refers to strength achieved from transcendence. Purushakara refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligent power. And transcendental power is always superior to power of materialist. So those are completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Those get that strength, strength of transcendence that is said here. Transcendence, strength achieved from transcendence are superior of strength. That's why soldiers of Lord Ramchandra were jungle animals. The bears and monkeys. They have no modern weapons, but soldiers of Ravana had modern weapons. They are much stronger. But these monkeys and bears, the soldiers of Ramchandra, very easily killed them, only throwing mountain peaks, trees and pieces of stones. How it is? Because they had gotten the mercy of the Supreme Lord. You understand? This Daivavala, that strength achieved transcendence. That is the real strength and superior strength. One who has gotten that mercy is very powerful. He is not afraid of any situation. You understand? Narayana Parasapar Kutasana Vibhati Surgap Bhagavanarati Surgapalyapasana Narayana Parasapar. Those are completely surrendered at the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, taken shelter at the lotus feet. They are not afraid of any situation, that's all. So in Bhagavad Gita, therefore say, one must fight against one's enemies, even though one may not be equipped in modern weapon. Therefore Krishna instructed, depending on the mercy of the Lord, one must fight enemies. Krishna instructed in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Manganusmara Yudhyasa, think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability. But for victory, we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality. We must do our best, leaving rest on the mercy of the Lord. Do you understand? You must fight against your enemy. Who is your enemy? You say, we should fight our enemy to the best of our ability. But for victory, we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality. Who is your enemy? Maya. Maya is our enemy, do you understand? Yes. Maya is our enemy. So fight against enemies. Devotees, Vaishnavas, they are soldiers of the Lord. Do you understand? Lord's soldiers. Do you understand? The monkeys and the bears, they are soldiers of Lord Ramchandra, Lord's soldiers. They are very powerful because they have gotten the mercy of the Lord. Though they were not equipped with the modern weapons, still very easily they conquered. Do you understand? They killed. The soldiers of great Rakshas Ravana were equipped with modern weapons. Because they had gotten the mercy of the Supreme Lord, which is superior strength. Do you follow? Superior strength. So we must fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but victory we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Our enemy is Maya. You have no strength. You cannot conquer Maya with your own strength. Mame vaji prabhudyanti, Maya mitantarantri. Maya, though inferior energy, No inferiorness, very strong, very, very, very strong, yes. You cannot conquer Maya through your own strength, with your own pusakar. No. So completely depend on the Master. Mahameva je prabhudyanti maya me tantra. One is completely surrender unto me, Krishna, who is the master of Maya. He can very easily conquer Maya. He gets thereby this strength, this daiva bala. Krishna dena chisaktira bala, maya hoi durbala. Krishna dena chisaktira bala, maya hoi durbala. One gets strength from superior energy, chisaktira bala, superior energy. Then maya will become powerless. Otherwise, maya is so strong, you cannot conquer her through your own strength. Do you understand? So, one should completely depend on mercy of the Supreme Lord. Completely surrender. Mamavji prapadyanti maya me tantavanti te. The mercy of the Lord, how it is received? Bolo.
Through the Guru.
Yeah. One cannot receive the mercy of the Lord directly. It is received through Sadhguru. Do you understand? Sadhguru, they are the embodiment of mercy. Krishna Krupa Sri Murti. Do you understand? Krishna Krupa Sri Murti. They are the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna, mercy potency. Do you understand? Sadhugurus. So, the mercy of the Lord is received through them. Sadhguru Krupa Vina Nahi Kari Star. Without the mercy of Sadhguru, one cannot be delivered. But that mercy is always available. Mercy is always available for us. There is no dearth of it. Is there any dearth of that mercy? No. Anurahayatanti bhavyani bhutani janardanasya. They are so merciful. Out of causal mercy they have descended here in this material world and wandering here. Just to show mercy. Shower their mercy unto these fallen souls, just to deliver them. Yes. So Sadguru, they are the embodiment of mercy of Bhagavan, Bhagavat Krupa. They are like hanging ropes. They are like hanging ropes. They are always hanging before us. But you have to clasp it very tightly. One who can clasp it very tightly, then Gurudev can pull him up and take him to his lotus feet. Do you understand? But one who is a duplicitous person, only from the lips says, Gurudev Krupa Karan, Gurudev please shower your mercy. From the lips says, in the heart, no. The heart is filled with so much crookedness. He cannot get the mercy. We are the servants of Guru and Gauranga, eternal servants of Guru and Gauranga. So we must always hanker after this service. Do you understand? Always hanker after this service. How can we get the opportunity to serve Guru and Gauranga? Yes, thereby you can clasp that hanging rope. Understand? In your heart. You'll be always crying, how can I serve, get the opportunity to serve? Guru and Gauranga. Do you understand? But if you from the lips say, Gurudev Krupa Karan, Gurudev please shower mercy on me, on the heart you have other desire, on Nabhras, the heart is filled with duplicity, not such crookedness, you cannot catch hold of that hanging rope. Do you understand? You follow. When real time comes, proper time, Gurudev offers you to serve his light. Can you do this, Murari? Maharaj, please excuse me, I have some problem. I have some problem. I have a problem. This problem is now. I am facing. I am hard-pressed. What to do? Please excuse. And then what? That means you are such a crooked person. Only mouth says, Gurudev Krupa Karun, please serve mercy. In proper time, you cannot. You are just avoiding. You are, retaining your own independence. Maintaining your independence. How can you deliver from this dreadful ocean of material existence. You cannot get the mercy of Sadhguru, you cannot get the mercy thereby of the Lord. So you cannot get the real strength. So, Niskavata Kripa Prarthi was always hankering after Kripa, but he is a duplicitous person. Without duplicity, he is hankering after the opportunity to serve Guru and Gauranga. That is what. He gets the mercy. The more we become, let's say, simple, the more we hanker after this seva, then more we'll be able to get Krupa. Do you understand? Otherwise, we cannot get. Therefore, simplicity is Vaishnavism. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Sadhu Mahārāja, Bhakti Siddhānta, Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupāda Mahārāja says, better to remain in lower spaces, other than human spaces, spaces of birds, beasts, insects. Birds, beasts and insects. But getting human body, human birth, really achieved birth, if you allow duplicity, crookedness to enter into the heart, do you understand? What is that? You cannot get the mercy. You cannot get the mercy of Sadhguru, thereby cannot get the mercy of Krishna. You cannot get the real strength to conquer Maya. You follow? That is what you should understand. So these soldiers of Ramchandra, the monkeys, deers, and jungle creatures, they have gotten such mercy to the Supreme Lord. Because they serve the Supreme Lord without duplicity. So they got. In 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find Bhagavan Krishna has said that thing. How? This is why satsanga, sadhu sanga. And this is glory of satsanga, sadhu sanga. A sadhu sanga is always to be prayed for. Kalayama lavenapi nasargana punarbhavam bhavasangi sangi sangasam artyanam kimadasisa. There's that boon only they asked, the prachetas. When Lord Vishnu asked for the boon, what boon? We are martyanam, we are the residents of the martyapura. This material world where this birth, death is there. So for us only one boon, that is Bhagavad Sanghi Sangha at the association of sadhus, devotees. That is the only boon required. Tulayam lavenapi na sargana punarbhava. Even the one movement of such sangha, the association of such a pure sadhu, cannot be compared to the attainment of the heavenly opulence or elevation to the Brahma Sadhujya, getting Brahma Sadhujya Vatshya, of a work of tension cannot be compared. Such is that boon, only that is the boon, because thereby we will be able to get the mercy of the Lord, which is the real strength and the superior strength. Superior strength. Satsangena hi daitaya jatu dhana khaga mruga gandharva sarso naga siddha sarana guhyaka vidyadhara manusyesu vaishya sudra astriyo antyajaha radastama prakrutayas tasmis tasmin juge juge bahavomaspadam prapta sastrakaya dhavadaya vrusaparva bali irvana maya asyata vivishana sugriva hanumana nukhyo gajagrudhro vani pat vyadha puja vrati gopya jagya patnyas tathapare. These are in every jiva only because of this satsanga, but this so many daityas, rakshasas, birds, deers, gandharvas, apsaras, nagas, siddhas, charanas, guhyakas, vidyadharas, and among the human beings, vaishyas, sudras, women, antyada, low caste persons, vrutrasura, prahlada, vrusaparva, bali, bana, maya, the demons, divisana, and these monkeys like Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavana, Gajendra, the elephant, Jatayu, a bird, Puradharvani, Dharma Vyadha, Kubja, hunchback, woman, Kubja, and this wives of the Brahmins initiated in the Jagya. You understand? They have gotten the mercy of the Lord because of satsanga. Do you understand? They are not undergone tapasya. They are not undergone tapasya. They are not studied Vedas, nothing, only matseva. Only by satsanga they have gotten me. You follow? Krishna says. Krishna says. Tenadhita sudhi ganan upasita mahattavan. Abhratatapta tapaso matsangan mamupagataha. They have not studied Vedas. They have not undergone severe austerities, penance. Only matseva. Only by satsanga they able to get my association. Do you understand? Krishna says, kevala nihibhavena mupya gavo nagamugaha janya muradhiyo naga siddha mami uranjasa. So, Vrutrasura may have undergone some sadhana, but gopis and kahar mena prajabhumi, the trees like Jamadarjuna, deers, the snake Kalya, and the trees, creepers in Vrindavana. How? They have gotten Krishna. Because of satsanga. No other means were there. Do you understand? So this satsanga is so powerful. It's very, very powerful. Thereby one gets the mercy of the Lord, which is the superior strength. Do you understand? Superior strength. And the monkeys, bears, the soldiers of Lord Ramchandra, they are equipped with such strength, the superior strength. So they are able to kill very easily, very powerful Rakshas soldiers who are equipped with modern equipments, by throwing only mountain peaks, trees and stones. That is all just understand. Bhakti jagat thake sakal kusala mangala. Bhakti vina raja hoilo amangala. If someone has bhakti, then all auspiciousness is there. All auspiciousness. And if someone becomes bhakti with, if someone becomes king without bhakti, it is all inauspicious. It is all inauspicious. No auspiciousness is there.
Someone follows the path of the Vedas, and chants japa and performs austerities, does different things like
then
that.
Then do all these things.
But he does not have satsanga.
Not sangha.
He may achieve vaikuntha, but he can't achieve goloka. Is that?
Without satsanga, he cannot develop bhakti bhava. How can he get the Lord? Bhakti is too, bhakti. Only by bhakti, Lord is available. Without satsanga, how can he develop bhakti? So your so-called japa, your so-called japa doing puja is, let's say, useless. Value zero. Value zero. Dharma satya dayapi vidyava tupasanta mad bhaktyapi matman asamyakunati. That was it. Dharma satya daya. Follow strictly the principle of dharma.
Very truthful.
Not to stay lie, lying is pap. Be merciful, daya, showing mercy to everybody, daya, vidya. You may be acquiring Vedic knowledge, tapasya, you may be undergoing very serious penance, vidya, not bhakti, without my bhakti. All these things are valueless. Zero, zero. They cannot purify you. Mad bhaktya apit matnat samyapunati. But if bhakti is added to it, then the value becomes tenfold, like zero. There's no value of the zero. If I add only zeros, or multiply zeros, the result is zero. If one
is put just close to the zero, then the zero becomes tenfold. That bhakti is like one. Then there is the value of dharma, satya, daya, vidya, avasya. Otherwise they have no value.
The moment of the sadhu?
Yes.
Can you explain
of,
more?
One moment of sadhu. Yes.
That means if you are completely surrendered.
Yes, completely surrendered. Non-duplicity. Yes. Simple heart. Ah. One moment of pure sangha, pure sadhu.
No motivation.
No. So powerful. You'll get swasti. Cannot compare to the attainment of the heavenly opulence or elevation to the Brahman forms. Cannot compare.
Elevation mane?
Huh?
Elevation
mane? Elevation, unnati,
jiva. One devotee was saying, actually, he quoted Laguri Prabhu, he was saying, Laguri was saying that if someone is a Kanishtha Adhikari, he cannot associate with the Uddama. He can't even see the Uddama. He has no association, there's no real benefit for me because he can't see or understand him.
Are Baba, why you cannot understand?
Because he can't see the sadhu.
Why cannot see?
The Kanishtha can see the sadhu then? Kanishtha can understand and see the
ultimate? If he's simple. Heart is simple. Otherwise, how can I see? My very limited heart is filled with all duplicity. He cannot see. But Kanishtha, Murkha, most ignorant fool, what a simple fellow. He's
very simple.
Simplicity is what he's saying.
You've made this statement a few times too, quoting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, that it's better to stay in the animal, lower species,
yes, yes.
Like birds, like that,
yes, yes.
Than to take human birth.
Lots of other species. Better to remain, but don't allow the beast to cook and enter into.
How would you understand that statement? It's actually better to be an insect than it is to be...
They are not duplicious. You are duplicitous human being. Huh? You are not duplicitous. You are duplicitous, huh? Isn't it?
Yes.
So
they may be able to make some benefit then, get some mercy, but if someone is duplicitous, no benefit.
No benefit. No benefit. Human birth is rarely achieved birth. This birth, you have given opportunity. You have been given opportunity to get Krishna. Yes. But you lose it. You are duplicitous. So, but the other space lost, they have no opportunity at all. They cannot develop bhakti. They have no opportunity at getting Lord. But you have been given this opportunity. But if you become duplicitous, finished. So therefore better to remain in other spaces. Therefore says that those who are born as trees, animals in Vrindavan, when Krishna was playing his leela there, how fortunate they are. The Kaliya Naga was so fortunate, isn't it? Those mountains, trees, peacocks, they are so fortunate, the animals are so fortunate, isn't it? We have no such good fortune.
How is it that sometimes we say that Shukadeva Goswami, he's a Shanta Ras? How is it that they say sometimes that Shukadeva Goswami, he's in Shanta Ras? Just like you're describing these trees and plants in Vrindavan. So sometimes it's described that Shukadeva Goswami is in Shanta Ras, but he's Radharani's parrot. He's speaking to Bhagavatam.
He speaks Bhagavatam.
He's knowing 10th canon. How can he be in Shanta Ras?
Who is and Bhagavatam means. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Prema Pumartha. And which Prema Bhakti was said. In the beginning he was Brahmavadi. You understand? In the beginning he was Brahmavadi. That was wonderful leela. Even a Brahmavadi becomes attracted to. You understand? Towards the Supreme Lord, towards the Bhata Bhakti. Even the four Kumaras. They were Brahmavadis, but they were attracted. And that nice scent of Tulsi of the lotus of Vishnu, entered into the nostrils. Oh, so nice. Here we can go, sir. This is what? How? Bhakti is this superior. That is to establish this thing. It is mentioned in that way. Do you understand? To establish the superiority of bhakti.
This Shanta Rasa is just Leela.
That is a wonderful Leela. He became attracted. Hard Bhagavatam, Gata Bhagavatam. Father, he became attracted to Sukadeva Goswami.
Is there actually Shanta Rasa in Vrindavan?
Yes.
The plants and trees?
Yes. Five members of Shanta Rasa, Shanta Rasa. Five members of Shanta Rasa, Shanta. Yes. They are Shanta Rasa, the trees. Krishna Venu, Krishna Venu, made up of a bamboo. That's so personal. All is stuck to the leaf of Krishna. Oh, he drinks all the nectar emanating from Krishna's leaves. The gopis, gopis become envious of Krishna Venu. Oh, the fruit is all stuck to the leaf of Krishna, drinking all the nectar emanating. We are not getting. So they become envious. Thank you very much. Thank you.